welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf joined by, fresh off the practice field, cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah. And Nnamdi, obviously you are hard at work preparing for the season finale against the Giants this week. Tell us your emotions heading into the final game of the season.
I think we're excited to go in and play against the rivals, and have a chance to beat them. But, definitely disappointed with not being able to play for the playoffs, in this circumstance. The NFC East is coming down to the end, and with a team that's not involved, so that's tough. But, going in, we got a chance to finish off with a victory against the Giants. That always gets you up and going.
Is it a weird feeling in the locker room, if your season ends in the playoffs or in the final week of the season when you're fighting to get to the playoffs, there's not really a sense that that this is the final game, that this group of guys is going to be together. Is there a weird sense knowing that Sunday is the last time this group of players is going to be on the field together?
I think when it comes down to the end of any season, it's that way, just because football's so different now from how it used to be. I know when I was growing up and watching football, teams were pretty much the same for a number of years, so that continuity was there. But nowadays it's always changing, and even if you're the Super Bowl team, the next year the team can look totally different. So it's always tough when you get to the end of the year because you don't know what's getting ready to happen.
As you look back on the season that is now in the rearview mirror, who are some of the guys, maybe the younger guys, who have made an impression on you?
I would say Brandon Boykin. He was put in a tough position playing the nickel. So, just coming in as a rookie and being able to get in there and get the mental part of the game down inside there and step up in that way, I think that was, it helped us a lot.
How about you? What are your plans for the offseason?
I haven't made them yet. I guess once the offseason comes, I think you just have to kind of rest for a little bit, and physically and mentally, especially after going through, this type of season, you just want to kind of just rest, So, I don't know. Haven't made them yet.
Plenty of time to watch TV, I guess. And that brings us, as the season winds down, does
Look
Bird on the Wire. And in our season finale, we are going to finally
get a lot of talking here for this one.
The character for you, and this has been suggested by many fans, and I think it's pretty appropriate. Nnamdi Asamoah, you are Lester Freeman.
And why is Lester
appropriate? I want to hear this one. Well, I like Lester, though. Lester
is, I think, first of all, I think you have very similar demeanors. You're sort of soft-spoken at first, and then once you get to know you, there's your personality comes out a little bit.
Okay.
I think that there is a similarity between being a detective and being a cornerback, in that as a corner, you're trying to sniff out the clues to try to, and you're always on the defensive, and you got to sort of pick up the clues to figure out what exactly you're supposed to do. That's very much like a detective, obviously, Lester. Okay. Now, I can say this, you can't say this, but I think that Oakland, being in Oakland for 8 years, was maybe a little bit like Lester being banished to the pawn shop unit. Over a decade. From there to come to Philadelphia.
Okay.
And listen, you're both very good at your jobs. Okay. Not to blow too much smoke.
Hey.
But Lester is, as they say, you, Nnamdi, we can say that you are natural police.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, yes. He's got the little tiny furniture that he does, and he makes a good living off that, actually.
Okay.
Good supplemental income. But you said that as a kid you did a little bit of something similar?
Yeah, I used to do those the model cars. You get the model cars, and I don't even know if they do that anymore.
This
is when I was a little kid, and you put the little model cars together with the glue and the whole thing. So, I see it.
You work? Does it work for you?
It works for me.
You're flattered, at least.
Yeah, I'm flattered.
Right. Thanks. Lester is about as good as it gets.
Yep. I'm trying. I've been trying to figure out who you are.
Oh, geez.
I've gone through a few different people. I'm kind of stuck at Prop Joe right now, but I'm trying to figure out the similarities. It has nothing to do with, he's got you on weight. It's not
physical. He does
physical,
have me a little bit on weight.
Anything there, but I know how he started to. He ended up being the man that was in charge. You know, it kind of worked through that position. You're in charge of this show, so there's some sort of similarity
sort of,
there.
Sort of, yeah. I'll take it. He's got a way with words.
A way with words. For this job, you have to have a way with words, so... I think that, you know, we could, if I dug deep, what do you see? Anything else?
I'm okay with Prop Joe.
Okay, all right.
We'll
go with Prop Joe. Yep.
All right. I guess I'll just have to watch out for cheese.
Yeah, watch. Exactly.
All right. So this week's trivia question, the one that's going to send us off, has to do with this week's player, Nnamdi Asamoah, of course. And first of all, let's give a special prize this week. Trivia question winner. Would you sign this for us?
What's the question? This is the prize here.
This is the prize. We will send this very ball out, so you can address it however you want.
I'm going to put Bert on a wire here.
Sure.
The question is:
Nnamdi Asamoah made his first career interception against which quarterback? And you remember this well, huh?
I do remember it well.
You're a rookie.
No way. I didn't even play until my third year.
Oh, jeez.
Really, when I was a rookie, I played special teams. Second year, I played special teams. So it was my second year playing. So my fourth year, deep ball. I think it was like a triple move or something. Went up and got it.
Well, that's good. So we'll send this off. Tweet us at Eagles Insider with the hashtag BirdOnAWire and the answer. And the first one who gets it will get this very ball that Nnamdi Asamoah is signing. Nnamdi, I want to thank you for participating in Bird on a Wire all season. It's been fun.
I think it was great. It was a great idea on your part for us to do it. And, you know, it has been fun in a difficult season.
Yes.
It was something that we could look forward to and smile about, you know. So it was good.
Hopefully next year we'll have a better season, and then maybe we'll pick a different show to go forward with.
I love Homeland.
Uh-oh,
you know, I love Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. I think Game of Thrones probably gives us more characters.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
There's really only a few in the Homeland, but we'll figure it out.
All
right, so for Nnamdi Asamoah, I'm Bo Wolf, signing off for
this
season of
Bird on
Wire. I'm very sad. You can tell that I'm a little choked up. Nnamdi, thanks so much.
Yeah,
we'll be back with more on Eagles Nightly.